Sound one right? I'm beginning to visit Mr. Weaver this Friday about supper, the barbershop session, the 11th of February, 72. Sound one right? I'm beginning to visit with Mr. Weaver this barbershop visit with Mr. Weaver this Friday. It's about 4 supper time, the 11th of February, 72.
I had it there, and I just went ahead and eat already cooked.
You done eat?
Yeah, I eat just before I left the house. I said, I'll eat now and run on out there. And I was afraid it's going to go raining. And I figured maybe you'd be through with your feeding. And
well, my feeding, you see, I can do that. I'm not prompt. They say cattle and livestock like to be prompt. But I abandoned that idea a long time ago. I feed them when I get good and ready. Go out
time?
At bedtime sometimes.
That's right, too.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you now.
See, you got this brand new one, isn't it?
Yeah, I just made that. I made that myself.
Now, gee,
well, I wish you luck. How fancy it is.
I wanted a small Sprite, and I couldn't get it, and I had to take this loud one. And, it was Remnants, and it was, I reckon, yard and about an eighth, I believe they're a quarter. And that makes it just right to rip down in the center and just go ahead and use it.
Yeah.
Oh, I do like these old Remnants. You get a little piece like that, and well, it's so handy.
I didn't much like this being so, we usually like this little fine and get black stripes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we usually make them out of. I make all of mine. I never have bought but one or two. I've always made mine.
Mr. Weaver, let me tell you,
mm-hmm.
up there at the office, they all wear, they don't clip the sides.
They just clip around and leave in this.
They
you
use
want you left that way? Yeah.
Well, it makes me look a little conspicuous up there.
Well, I've thought about that myself.
Yeah.
And they don't take it off at the top.
Well, it don't need any this time.
That's
it just
right.
needs trimming around the edge.
And
I used to cut yours this way.
Yeah.
You see, just go around this way and then thin it a little bit.
Yeah.
And don't take it all off.
But
yeah.
You see, I've been last, after it got so hot, along the summer, got so hot, we got to cut it, and I went back to thin it. Just leaving the sideburn. It doesn't make any difference to me. I can cut it just easy one way, but I can't
imagine. Sure. Make a little less trouble this way, I guess.
No, it doesn't. Especially cut it.
Yeah, you don't need to take any off. Just trim it.
Well, you see, I'd kept up with it this time. I didn't wait so long.
That's right.
Last time, it was a month or two.
You look at mine. Look here. I got sideburns. Look here.
Out.
Yeah.
I was down at McDonald's the other day and I was in a hurry and I had to go down to the barbershop and I didn't even get a haircut and it took me as long as about my car insurance, you know. He was writing insurance and I just took it out with him, you see. And
oh, really?
And so that when we got through, another fella came in and it was getting too late. I told him, I said, I've got to come back down here one day this week anyway. I said, I'm going to just wait and come back. And as bad as I need, it's been 2 months over since I had one.
Gee whiz.
It worries me. Right back here where I'm cutting is what worries me.
Yeah.
And they're going to leave that on me way down on my neck. Now that's why I wanted to cut it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, you can't tell them everything, Mr. Weaver. If you start telling them too much, they figure you know more than they do, don't they?
Well, some get sore about it and go ahead and cut it worse than they will if you don't say nothing. Some people, you know, don't want you to tell them anything. I don't care. I want you to tell me if you want it to like it was before, if you want it none cut in certain places, and you want to make a little change, or it helps me.
Yes, I've seen that. You start telling them, and they
some
just...
Some of them don't like it.
They don't care for that, some of them.
Well, they teach them in the barber college to to not, I mean, to not ask them, the client how they want the hair cut, just go ahead and cut it. That's what they told me now. I've never been in a barber college. I told them, I said, well, I don't agree with them, man. I think it's better to find out if you... I've had people test me, say, don't you know how to cut hair? Probably just kidding me, you know. But they all the time kidding a barber.
He got to be able to take a good bit of kidding, hadn't he?
Any kind of business you're in, school teachers have to take a lot of them too.
Yeah.
Lots of things they don't like to take. I watched them take it, and I could tell they didn't like it.
Yeah, but they didn't let on.
No, they tried to not let nobody know it. That's the only way you have to do that.
Yeah.
You do that in business. And about 50% of the fellas, you know, people are just kidding you. Anyway,
yeah,
in a barbershop,
yeah,
they don't mean anything.
No, they didn't used to. Now I don't know how it is now. I think they got sort of silent in the barbershops now, Mr. Weaver. You can hear a pin drop.
Oh yes, yeah, someplace they won't let you talk to nothing.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't seem right, because that was the best thing about it.
You can talk to me all you want, but I work right on just the same. Now, the reason part of the time I formed the habit of being so slow here was when Jimmy and some of them wanted to learn how to cut the how I did you, I just got in the habit of doing that here. I can go ahead and cut it fast and talk to you too.
Well, you know what? I told you this. But in the Army, we got them Army haircuts.
I cut them anyway, no. While I was in there myself, I was busy all the time. I wasn't on duty.
And it didn't take 5 minutes to get a haircut in the Army. Do you remember that?
Yeah, we didn't have none but old hand clippers. Oh. We didn't have no electric clippers in the Army.
No.
Now, I'm talking about the First World War. I don't know about the Second. I reckon they had them in the Second World War, but we didn't have them in the first one.
Oh, you didn't?
No, sir. We didn't have anything but the hand clippers.
You didn't have them little old generators on every base?
No. You know, I made much more barbering on the side at 25 cents a haircut than I made being in service. And I cooked. I was a cook in service what time I was there. So that I'd go on at 12 today and be off at 12 tomorrow. Then be off that long. Work about 9 o'clock tonight and get up in the morning 4 o'clock and come back on duty. And that's the way we work. We had 8 cooks and about 8 KPs in.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, Mr. Weaver, I shouldn't be offering to cook you supper.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be offering to cook you supper.
We just let him cook the whole thing.
Well, that's
just
that you cook it.
Yeah, but now we cook different than you might not like it here.
I imagine we'd like it. I imagine that'd be nice.
You weren't you in service in the Second World War?
Oh,
first?
Lord, yeah.
I think you are. Of course, now then, I guess you all cook a great deal different from what we did.
Oh, yes.
What we did when we were there, all the seasoning we had was gross from beef stew. You had to save that and use that. We didn't leave you no hog, Lord. They wouldn't let us.
Oh, it's too hard to get.
I don't know, they just didn't let us use it. Yeah, where all our vegetables was a draw from the beef stew, and beef that we had. You all didn't have to do that. You all got to eat something more like you eat now.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't. We just, and Serp put, they, some of them come through there, and you know, they put Serp on the vegetables or anything, and maybe they say they didn't want it, and they'd be mad at each other, and they just pour it on there.
Yeah.
Did you ever get that done to you?
Yes, sir. Yes,
well,
sir.
I didn't do none of them that way. I'm going to tell you, I felt sorry for the boys that coming through that house, getting line, going back. We couldn't give them but two pieces of bread to start with, and some would say, how about giving me three, and I won't have to come back in line to get another piece of bread. Oh, like I say, I'm sorry, I can't. I said, I'd like to give you four if you want it. Wouldn't make any difference to me, but I can't do it. And they had a man standing at the garbage can, and you didn't throw your food away. You put it on your plate, you had to eat it.
How about that?
Oh. I didn't know whether they did that in the Second World War or not.
You know, I never saw that, Mr. I never saw it done.
Of course, you see, the first one, nobody knew anything about war and getting ready to it and fighting or anything like that.
Yeah.
That's right. But all of you green.
All everybody was, you see, and we had to learn what to do and everything.
Oh, that's right, see.
You didn't have to be a cook to get to hold a job and to start cooking there in service when you first got in there.
Yeah.
All what they wanted you to work.
Yeah.
They put you at. They put you to work.
Somehow or other, they found somebody.
Yeah, they weren't watching you all the time. You better do what they said.
Yeah.
They didn't kid with you one bit. I think I got caught. I'm a little smart, you know. I like to got caught once or twice. I slipped off and played a game of baseball when I was under quarantine in another company. Boy, they caught me. Suppose I'd have got hurt.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it. I realized it like that. It's all over with, you know. I'd been there but a few days, you see. I wasn't even supposed to be in that company. Wasn't my company player. Boy, when I got to think about it that night, I couldn't sleep.
Just too much on your mind to go to sleep.
Well, I didn't realize if I think about it getting hurt, you know, anything. I just wanted to be getting that big game.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I played under my cousin's name once that night.
Why, Mr. Weaver.
I'd have got him in trouble.
Now, what was the circumstances?
You see, the North Carolina boys was in 23rd Company, and 24th Company was Alabama boys in Winston County.
Oh, that's right. They started off having one outfit all from one place.
Yeah, but then they separated them after they got through taking all the examinations, you know. Then they'd send them different places and change you around then, you see.
So,
and so that we all slipped off, went down, some of them said there's a going. I didn't realize I was in service, you know, and I couldn't do that. I wasn't on duty that day. I thought I had a right to do it. But I didn't even realize that I was under quarantine. Not supposed to leave my company street. You know, from then on, I could think what I was doing. I never did try nothing like that anymore. They didn't catch me. They caught up with the boys playing. They weren't supposed to play. And got after them about them, but they hadn't been there for a few days, you know, when they...
Mr. Weaver, you had a better shot at it and then. You see, by the time they got to World War II, they wouldn't let us play them games.
They didn't.
Mm.
They didn't care if you played in the Boer House. Now, there's a lieutenant over there, and we boys didn't know it. We were just in there. A lieutenant, you know, went out there and was playing with South Carolina with his badges on. And he wasn't supposed to do that. I imagine they got after him for it.
Yeah. Anybody wanted to make a point of it?
Well, anybody said anything. He walked up and said, if you don't like it, get up and take what's ours. And they couldn't open them out. They're civilians. I don't civilian clothes, you know. They're hard on us when we first went in. All right. These boys went back and told their lieutenant. Boy, did it make him mad. He said, next to get another game with him, he said, I'll be over there and said, let him ask me to get up. He said, he had no right to go out there and play with his badges on. Said he's supposed to pull those off. Well, you all did too, didn't you?
I'm not too sure.
Now, if you got a pass, a furlough home or anything, you had to wear your uniform just like you're in service. Get up, put on dress. And every morning, just the same thing. When boys that came home, they had to wear that uniform all the time. They couldn't and dress it like that their own duty.
But out there on the ball field, they weren't supposed to.
Well, I don't remember just what the rules was on that, because I was a pretty good boy after I got scared of that.
Yeah, they didn't even have to catch you to make you a good boy.
Well, you see, they didn't have no record of me. You see, I was playing on my cousin's name, but if they'd have caught up, if I'd have got hurt, then bang, should have went.
Yeah. You just couldn't afford to get hurt. Nothing could happen.
I was hit. Don't think they didn't run into me and run over me.
Oh, they did.
Yes, sir. We played rough and that day. That's the roughest ball I ever played in my life. I never had played football. Shoot, they come to you, old North Carolina boys came to you. The rules, baseball rules, that you not to hit a man's hand, make him drop the ball, but they'd do that and they'd call him out. Call him safe. Well, you ain't supposed to do that in playing baseball, not hit a man. He's automatically safe if you hit him with your hand.
Yeah. And then they'd see him do that and then still call him safe.
Yeah. They had their own umpire, you see. Their cook was an umpire, and he called him safe and go on.
Yeah.
Well, they wound up, we played pretty rough.
Yeah.
Couldn't say nothing, but I hit three right in there on my shoulder and then put the ball on for knocking it. Let him run into me. And just catch him, just hold him, instead of putting the ball on, hold it back out of the way so they couldn't hit my hand.
Oh.
And let it hit my shoulder right in the solar plexus out of the way, and they went down. Then I held the ball up. Well, they had to call him out. He didn't knock it out of my hand.
Oh, what do you know? Well, you was prepared then.
Well, I wasn't supposed to do that. I wasn't supposed to do that on purpose, but I did.
But that wasn't in the first game.
That's the only game I played. I didn't fool with it anymore. After I seen how they done, you know, and everything, I said, I don't want to play it like that.
Oh, really? Well, is that the way they kept on playing?
I don't know. I didn't go to any more of them. I just let it. In fact, I got to where I couldn't play if I wanted to.
Yeah.
I couldn't use my left arm for a long time. Well, vaccinated for smallpox.
Oh, it took on you.
Yeah, my hand, when they gave me a discharge, my hand swollen this way, black as it could be in this whole side. I couldn't stand you touch me that way, Homer.
And they let you out, and
yeah,
that's
I
it.
I got a discharge and went all over my feet, and I couldn't wash you, and over 90 days after I got out, I got a disability discharge.
Yeah, but you didn't get any money.
Well, I didn't put in for it. I could then, but I waited till I got a bill passed before I couldn't get it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go ahead. I had a little money to save up some, and I didn't want to go ahead. I figured I'd be riding the government, and I didn't want to do that.
Oh.
They don't care for riding me now.
Yeah. No, they don't mind.
Well, see, they got a bill in Congress and sent it. And President Roosevelt signed the bill. You may have heard it. I don't know whether he did or not. Over the radio. It's the out back in the 30s, I believe it was. They passed the bill. And he signed it. And I was fixing to go the next week and put my application in. I got down to my blood pressure 55 and my blood tested 50% for 4 years, and I lived on the open toes. And I was going to go ahead then and put in an application for it, you know. And by the way, the week before, I heard him, listened to the radio, and I heard him announce that.
Yeah.
If you hadn't filed a claim in the First World War, if they hadn't filed a claim, and they couldn't unless they'd been overseas 90 days. Well, I wasn't overseas 90 days.
Oh, really?
I didn't last but 21 days in service.
Yeah.
They give me a discharge, disability discharge. There's nothing in the world but that vaccination. See, I'd had these shots before.
Oh.
Been vaccinated before.
Uh-huh. And
it just messed me up good and proper.
And you've done that before?
Well, it didn't bother me before much. It didn't hurt me much before, but they didn't pay no attention to it then. If you'd had all those shots and typhoid shots,
it'd
make any difference. I just had those too.
Yeah.
And they give them to me anyway.
Yeah.
I thought I'd tell you good on me. I thought I'd be smart, you know. And I'd be up and get up first and get through, let them give me the shots right quick, and I'd get out, get away.
Yeah.
And I'll say about three or four of them, there's about five in front of me, and there's three or four of them, when they give them shots, they fainted, and they put me pouring water on them, and there's 255 men to take them. It was my company, and I had to stay there, and I was long about the last one to get my shot. And I was trying to get out and not see it, not be into that. And I'd get up on the front, but I didn't get up very quick enough.
Yes.
Well, I think that's about it. And
you don't mean you're through?
Yeah.
Well, I believe you saved time, Mr. Weaver, but going ahead and keeping your hair cut and not wait so long.
I know it does. And
it takes so long, the first time then, after
well,
that.
Well, I got in a bad habit, not tending, not doing it like I should, on account of my clipper wasn't any good, and I was trying to get me a pair, and if you hadn't got them, I reckon I'd have been still in the same old rut.
No, you
those are good.
I'm surprised you don't, all these barbers won't just pass them on to you. They think you'll compete with them, don't they?
Yeah, but listen. Boy, the wrong one get them. There's some of them wouldn't tell it on me. Wrong one get them, it'd pull me for. I bet he cost me $150 cutting your hair nice, ain't it?
That, John.
I don't. See, someone does a lot of things for me, I've got to return it if I can. I can't do people. Now, if they didn't charge so much, but the barber that does the work, he don't get but to hang for it, what he takes in there.
Oh.
And they got a high tax on them, and all of them has to take through the examination. Now you got to go to barber college before they let you.
Yeah.
I
don't
can't take examination and get me a license now. Unless I go to Jacksonville to a barber college, it cost me $2,000 before I get through with it. That $1,000 anyway.
Right. The shop don't get half of it.
Yeah, but listen, that man has to pay that high rent and all those fixtures and all that stuff that he's got to pay. And all that equipment, and the inspector comes and inspects it, and he says, get this. Or those machines, the blowing machines, I think cost $250 to start with.
Well, gee whiz.
Just to blow the hair off of you.
Gee whiz. That's
You'd be surprised. It cost $10,000 to put a decent shop in now.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And for two chairs, even.
Yeah. And yours cost you $350.
Well, now, three pieces, two chairs and the mirror, a stand back there, cost $880.
Yeah.
Those cost $880. Yeah. I bought it second handed, and how come me to get it for? I got it. It cost me $300. Well, it cost about $350. This other fella barber owed me $40-$50, you know, and I didn't take it out when I bought it. And he didn't want me to, and he's kind of up against it, and his wife was getting after him because he couldn't make it. Well, she is partly to blame of making wanting to be at the house to eat lunch at 12 o'clock and be 6 o'clock, be at the house and be there to eat.
And she wanted right
on the dot. Well, you can't do that in barbering. You got to finish what you got in the house.
Uh-huh.
Unless you got more barbers, then they slip out, one will slip out the back, you know,
yeah,
and go off.
Yeah.
If you got more barbers. And
you can't just walk off.
Not in the little country barbershop. You can't do that. If you do, they won't come back anymore.
Yeah.
I'll stay down at 11 o'clock a minute every night and barber and beard. And next morning I'll be back there at 7 o'clock again.
Yeah.
I had to make a living.
That's nice.
If someone came, they didn't come back. They went somewhere else, hardly ever come back then. Maybe not never come back then.
If you walked off and let them sitting there, you wouldn't see them again.
No, you think I'd have to finish it. I made arrangements at the hotel that told them, I said, I can't come unless it's agreeable. Now you can ask them and it's all right, but if you don't ask them.
I just want to
see what I
can. You know, it's nice to have you here, Mr. Weaver. Give us a little comfort. Now, don't put your jacket on.
Yeah, okay.
Now,
listen.
Because we're just looking forward.
Yeah, I've had work done on one sheet of wiper, and it won't work. And if it goes to rain, and the water catching me, he burned me.
Well,
I have to go.
Well, let me tell you. give me a point or two about the roof. I went out there the other day, and
we can look at it. We can fix it.
It's fine. It's up on the front porch there. And the trouble is, it's just been walked on. People have walked on it up there.
Well, it is.
And it's leaking. And it's just all wore out.
Well, how about your woodwork under it? Is it?
Well, so far, you see, it hadn't been out of whack. It hadn't been leaking long, so it's all right. I know. The woodwork's all right.
Well, you can do this. You can take and put the roof over your other if you want to, just if it's not too bad.
Yeah.
And just go right on and put your roof over that and let that stay on there. You can put shingles on it, but it's not the best to do it. Best to take them off and check the roof before you put If you go to put shingles, now roll roofing, it's not so hard to put back on.
Yeah.
If it goes leaking, you can go another land, it don't cost as much. But if you go ahead and pay for a man to put shingles on there, it pays you to take that roofing off and check your material and see if it's all right.
Yeah.
See, that's good. I'll come around over here someday and we'll put roofing on there. You can have roofing here if you have time to. You've got time to hear about it.
Yeah. I don't have any work with. My old ladder's hard to work with.
Well, how high is it, Dollar?
One ladder won't reach it.
Won't reach it? They step on the second floor?
Mm-hmm.
It is way up high, isn't it? I don't know where I can stand it up there or not. Sometimes I can't get all the 3 feet on the ladder.
Yeah.
Just then you just go turning around and I'll go up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've been that way. Had that, we got that way a while, way back 15 years ago when I first had to quit work. Some days I can get up and walk around and do pretty good, and some I don't need to climb up it.
Yeah. Well, who are you patching for?
Oh, this is Mr. Thrasher just got a little job, and I'm going to help Jack Sanders. It's just a little place that I'm putting on 10 and take us over a couple of hours.
Uh-huh.
You can't get nobody to go and do a little job like that. These partners, contractors, they won't do it. If they can't take the whole thing off and cover the whole house, they won't do it. No, sir. And Jack's not able to work, and I'm not either. I told him maybe if both of us could go there, if one of us couldn't climb and get up there, then we could.
Well, I could just put 10
up there. Yeah. You just put 10 right on top of that roof in there. Get long nails. Get those long nails.
Well, I tell you, that old roofing is crumbly, you see, and it's irregular.
Well, if you go to put shingles on, you'll have to take that off.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
And
you don't have much of a pitch right there on the roof, you see.
No. You go put shingles on it, you can put 10 on it. Just over that other stuff there if it ain't too bad.
Well, you see, every time you do something in the house, you've got to walk on that. So unless you get in pretty good shape, first time you walk on it, see, you bust through, won't you?
Yeah. You got to keep it in good shape. Of course, you can just put the 10. I'll run out here and we'll look at it and we'll see what we'll think about it. I forgot where I put my paper bag I had there. I had it in a paper bag. I reckon I dropped it down here. I don't reckon I ever took it out and bought it in my hand. I'm carrying back out just this much. I better go and get my windshield wiper not wiping. If I get on the highway there and if it's raining, I can't see good.
Mm-hmm.
And if the road patrolman catches me or have a wreck, you know, and he checks that, he'll lay the blame on me.
He'll get after you.
And so I'll run on and...
Where'd you get that car, Mr. Weaver?
I got it from Frank Weaver. Wesley.
Out to be a pretty good car.
Yeah, I've had to put some stuff on it, you know. It's a good car. But there's just a few things that, you know. First thing, they had dirt in the carburetor and it wouldn't run or nothing.
Well, what'd you do about that?
I said, Frank brought me a new carburetor and he bought me a new one.
Oh, he did.
Put it on. And then I had some other things done to it and put in new spark plugs. I let that buffer kept on tuning that for me, but he didn't do me as good a job as he was to. May have done a better job than I thought he did, but it never did run good after he worked on it. It was running better, adjusted better before he worked on it. I didn't need him to adjust it. It was running good, but he did it anyway, and I wouldn't say anything.
Well, have you got anybody else you can take it to?
Well, nobody hardly even tried to now. They're kind of just working on Interstate 75. Pick up those, didn't they? Stick those people, you know, and they really poured it on the poor
people.
They're going to get caught from these days, you say. First thing, no man's going to come along with an old car, and he's going to check every one of them.
Miss Weaver, what luck did you ever have working, getting this fellow down here at that old car junkyard to
down there? If you can get him, if you can get that fellow back up, Dr. Smith up there, if you can get him work on him, he's good. He's slow, but he is good, to tell me. And I stopped down there, and his boy and I, we worked on the windshield wipers. Well, I've been able to go back down there and see if I can catch him, if I can get him hold of it. He'll fix it. The bus will only give him $15 for it.
Yeah.
And I don't...
Well, now, the only trouble I have found working with this fellow down there, Fred, I forget.
Yeah, Fred. Name.
You have to get your own parts, generally.
You do. Go down and let him tell you what you want. Well, is that on a tractor or is that on a car?
Well, you see, he don't have the parts. Now, he might accidentally have one.
Well, he can check it and find out what you want. Then if you haven't got another car or somewhere going to get him, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe that he could, well, it leaks air, this windshield wiper there, and it's losing its air, and it's air compression, you see.
Yeah.
And you can hear it coming out. Well, don't need nothing much done to it.
Well, now that's the sort of thing he can fix.
Yeah. See, he can fix that. But another fellow got a hold, said they had what they needed to fix it, and they fixed it, and he just messed it up.
Yeah.
And it don't work as good as it did before, by the way, fool with it. And when they do you that way, you can't go back to that fellow anymore. Ain't no use for them. They charged me $3 and you didn't do anything. They done a little back. Well, I'll see you all, and maybe next time I won't be in a hurry.
Mr. Weaver?
Uh-huh.
I don't know why you have to leave. I've got some of this good food.
Well, listen, I better not eat anymore. I eat just before I left and drank some milk. And I got to set in a quart of milk at my bed at night, and I drank a little during the night.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of trouble here lately when I lie down, I go to hurting in here, and it comes up this way, and I can't breathe.
Well, let me give you a little of this yellow.
That little gasoline money, Mr. Weaver.
Let that go on there. Let that go on there.
That little gasoline money.
You've got
to pay
listen,
your gas.
Yeah, but listen, I'd rather you take it. This is a good bag.
They ought to hold up, oughtn't they?
Yeah, I know. I knew just as soon as I glanced at them.
Now, they may not be the best in the world and the sharpest and everything.
Well, they ain't a thing wrong with them. The only thing that I find that I just like about them, they feel how heavy they are.
Yeah, I know.
Your hand gets hard and I don't know, it seems like it bothers me a little bit too heavy. When I get used to them, I won't notice it.
Yeah.
If I was cutting regular. But that's all I'm saying. But I knew when I seen them, I'd used a pair like them before.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew they were good.
Yeah. They was in good shape.
This is old style, but I don't guess that you could buy a new pair of them now. I have an idea you could buy a new pair of them now.
Yeah.
But they've never been used too much. If he has, he sent them back to the factory and let them work them over.
Yeah.
And that's just as good as new, isn't it?
Just good as new.
Yeah.
That's what I like. Them old clippers, they won't wear out. That's good as new fine.
Yeah, me too. In the morning, I like that fella told you, last me long as I'll need a pair.
Yeah.
But I may not need them for very many more days, you know. Can't never tell.
No.
No, I'm sorry. You just lucky to get a good pal like that.
Just lucky.
Well, you just
lucky. Not lucky. He had another pair, and you know what I started to do? I started to get both of them.
What did you rent for those?
The others was about, the others wasn't that much. They was about $10, as I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But they were in good shape. They weren't, you know, as heavy and sturdy as these.
What are you? Now these, I imagine, I think the best I remember, these cost about, I know they cost $50, not $60.
Yeah.
I believe it's $60-some-odd. These cost when they was bought new. A friend of mine used to be at Mechanopia. He had asked bar the two, you know, and we swapped out, and he had a car just like these.
Mm-hmm.
And I just go around to his house, you know, and... he'd cut my hair and I'd cut his. I've been lucky about that. I used to swap out with a barber after I quit barbering, you know. I used to have to go to McIntosh and Bateman down there and I'd cut his hair and he'd cut mine.
Oh, really?
I'd try to get him to take him to pay for it, and I told him, but he didn't want to do it. So he was barbering now when I came down and went barbering up at Mecklenburg back in 21.
Oh, he was?
Bateman was.
Is that
right? He's been dead several years now, 10, 15 years. He was a good barber. Good fella, too.
Well, now, who's the barber down there now?
Young. He's all right. He's not as good a barber. He don't cut hair as good as barbers did back when I cut hair. Now, he cut some styles hair pretty good, but Bateman, he was about as good a barber as he was in the country. I know, I watched him cutting hair, and he didn't get in a hurry, but he'd give you a good haircut.
Well, that's it. That's it. They know he was getting in a hurry.
Well, I find out this, that... I noticed when I was a kid that the ones who got in a hurry did mighty sorry work.
Yeah.
Too big a hurry.
Yeah.
And my grandfather was particular, and he wanted to make everything be fit. Daddy did, but he wasn't as good a mechanic as my grandfather was.
Oh, he was?
He was good on when he fixed anything, but my grandfather was a better carpenter, and my father never could learn how to file a saw. My grandfather, that's where I learned watching my granddad. That was about this house.
Oh. Oh, that was your granddad you watched.
Yeah. He I was always glad to see him come because he could really follow the saw.
Yeah.
And I noticed just, well, Buck and I, we had to cut all the wood, you know. We was boys, you see. And
yeah.
Nobody, my oldest brother, he was off teaching or going to school all the time. And left to us, we had to come in from school and cut the wood, you know, on Saturday.
Yeah.
Keep wood cut. And it took a lot of wood up out of North Alabama.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mr. Weaver, they have a hard time keeping in firewood now. You know,
it costs much more for firewood, but I'll tell you, it's so much better here.
So much better. How do you manage your fire?
Well, I've been just scrapping around there this year. I usually have plenty, but I haven't needed any but just a few days.
Yeah.
And I burned up what I had, and I had to get out the other day and that mist of rain. That went cold.
Have you got a saw?
No, nothing but a handsaw. I sawed it up with a handsaw.
Oh, did
you? That's slow.
I thought you had a...
I got a power handsaw, but you can't cut wood on it. You can cut the lumber with it. Cut up that now, like getting old lumber, you can cut that up. But so many nails in it, you have to draw all those out and mess with it. And if you hit one, take it down the fowler, he charges you a couple of dollars to put it on the machine.
Yeah.
Well, you take, if I could try to cut it down with a file, it'd take me a half a day to do it.
Yeah.
And cheaper me just cut
and that
file
costs it too, you know.
Oh, yeah, they ain't no good anymore.
No, they won't hold up.
Yeah, I've got a handsaw. You can't get a file, a saw, a hole in, you know, you can't get a file or cut it, even sharpen it.
Yeah.
But it lasts you, you can use it every day for a week when you get it sharp.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of steel in it.
I would like to have some of those good tools. I don't have a saw. This old saw I've got, I file it on it every now and then. But I don't have a big saw.
Cross cut saw or a power saw?
Cross cut. If I had a cross cut, you see, we could get out here and just cut up a little wood every now and then.
Now I've got one. I haven't got it in good shape yet. It isn't worse shape, but I got it.
You got a cross cut?
Yeah. I'll bring it down here. Can you see the file now?
I can halfway see.
My trouble is seeing it anymore. My right eye is just it was my best eye, and I can't see anything all out of it now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to take the examination next month. For driving license. Now, if you let me use both eyes at the same time.
Yeah.
But a distance out yonder, I don't need any glasses.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I just have intended a little bit, but.
But your cross cut just needs working on a little?
Well, they had the drags longer than the teeth. And you want the drag shorter than the teeth.
Well,
now I've got it cut down. I cut it down, looked like it was going wide plumb out. Cutting it down, you know. But some of them was, they're nearly 6 feet and an inch short.
Yeah.
Longer than the teeth.
Yeah.
Well, you use your width of a dime is about the way you want it for pine wood. Now, if you cut an oak, you want just about half that much to cut oak. I stayed up there in Tennessee and I cut timber about 5 or 6 months at the sawmill I can't think of his name right now, the White Collinsville. And I fired all the saws, you know. And in fact, I've done that. I went to around the sawmill, just run the woods for them, you see, and look at it and cut the bill stuff, you know. Not very many people cut timber that knows how to cut it. Go and look at the tree and figure out how and tell how much to cut in one. It's not so hard that if you cut a little bit, it wasn't hard for me to learn. I soon got by.
I wished I had that cross-cut saw. I wished we had that working, Mr. Whelan.
Well, I'll bring it down. I'll bring it down here. One of us will fix it.
I got all these old trees down, you see. And if it's an oak tree, we can saw up the limbs.
Yeah. Well, you take water oak, makes good. Now, live oak, you can't split that. You can saw that up. And of course, it pays. It's cheaper to get someone to come with one of those power saws, you know, and saw it up for you. Cut that much quicker. But I like the saw, but I don't know how long I'd last, but I like the saw with a cross cut saw.
Yeah. Well, I just wouldn't need the saw so much at the time.
I don't have to stoop over. I can't stoop over and breathe hardly at all, you know. Like going over this way and getting down.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just crowds me in here and it cuts my wind and I can't. I don't know what it is. I told the doctor about it, but they never did pay no attention to it much.
Yeah. As long as you can walk out there, satisfied.
Well, it doesn't bother me unless I stoop over or crowd myself or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the circulation, I think, is what it is. Well, you all go ahead and eat. Let me go and I'll see
you. You might as well sit right down here and eat it. But if you want one, you can take
I'll
it with
eat
you. And that's hot.
Okay.
And
thank
I can't
you.
Put this in with it, so this has to be sort of cool.
That's got to be kept cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. And
now this is potatoes and cabbage and it's a little different. fall kind of.
Well, listen, I didn't come over here to get your old feed. I came over here because I'll catch him when he's here.
Yeah, it's on.
I mean at night because he's busy during the day.
Well,
it's nice to see you, Mr. Weaver.
Yeah, thank you.
Got one right around 8:50 and the end of the visit with Mr. Weaver. The barbershop visit is Friday about supper time, before supper, the 11th of February, 72. Got one right around 8:50. The end of the barbershop visit with Mr. Weaver this Friday, just for supper, the 11th of February, 72.